News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
More needs to be done in terms of clamping when it comes to our urban areas in Dublin. So say some Dublin City councillors. One of them, Alison Field, Labour Party councillor representing Clontarf, is with us this morning. Alison, the issue with parking in suburban areas that requires clamping enforcement, what's the problem?
Oh, good morning, Anton. The parking has just got so, so bad. Now, I know myself from Harmanstown. Harmanstown Road is just, it's been like that for a long, long time with so many businesses. Families living there are basically becoming prisoners in their homes from people just parking on the paths across driveways. It's just gone so, so bad. Especially around schools as well, around parks when there's training on, when there's matches on. So we need to do something more for people living in their homes.
And is the thing to do not provide parking for people who want to use those amenities?
Yeah, well, I mean, there obviously is just not enough parking around. That's the problem. And people just will park anywhere they want. I've seen it myself, like there's yellow lines. And they literally, so the yellow lines are on the road and they park on the path. So people like DART users, they just leave their car. They're quite happy to let the risk of getting a ticket. And they're just quite happy to do this and off they go about their day.
But doesn't that point to the fact that they are effectively desperate? I mean, if you want to use St. Anne's Park, which is the one nearest to where you are, if you live in local, it's fine. But if you're not, there's a massive amenity with very little in the way of parking access for people to get to. Likewise, Harmanstown DART station, there's no parking there. So what else are people meant to do?
There's no parking. I mean, for me, for myself personally, like bringing my mother to the doctor, two of us will go. One will go in with her, one will go off and get parking. But just people, I think, have gone very selfish. They just feel they can just do park anywhere. I mean, you know, it's easier, it's quicker. The DART, for example, where it is, people are just driving to the DART when they could walk to the DART. You know, there's different things. I just think society has become very selfish.
But if you're
this.
On the city council, should the council not be sitting looking at this saying, hang on a minute, we spend millions providing these amenities and evidently by virtue of the way people are parking, they can't access them. We have to solve that.
Well, that is true, yeah. But I mean, the problem is limited space around for people. And let's face it, like, you know, nowadays your average house has two cars that are drivers, two, maybe three sometimes. So, I mean, everywhere has got jam-packed. It's very, very hard to get around this, you know. But people have to be held accountable for it. And I know it's a hard thing to say, but they are. They just park where they want, do what they want. They destruct people with disabilities. I know my own son is in a wheelchair from time to time. And you push a wheelchair and you realise how bad it has gone. And we just need to solve this for people. And it's dangerous. It's just so dangerous to society as well.
So what you want is the council to say to their clampers, who I assume they have private contracts with, to say, look, expand your remit of operations and get out to the suburbs.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so when I get it, because a lot of my queries is around parking issues. So when I get a query in, like, you know, you're more or less told, tell the person to ring 999 and I try and get park enforcement to go around that area more. But that's more or less it. Like, so for example, the area I'm taught, I know Kilmore around there as well is really bad because of Beaumont Hospital. So the area, say Harmanstown Road, for example, like they're just, you know, they'd be constantly ringing 999, you know.
Well, so, I'm sure you will have touched a nerve because I know it's the kind of thing that drives people absolutely scatty when it is their own area. If people want to get in touch, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents or 087-1400-106. Alison, thank you very much. Alison Field, Labour Party councillor, representing Clontarf on Dublin City Council.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.